The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Central Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nikki Thunder of KCHE Radio in Cherokee and Jim Johnson of the Anamosa Journal Eureka. The first question will come from Nikki.
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for talking with us again today.
Thank you.
Well, my first question is, can you tell us your thoughts on the President's final State of the Union address?
Well, I think we have to show proper respect for the presidency, the office itself. Might disagree with the president, and I think it's very essential that we go there and listen. But I think that the president was speaking much more positively about the economy than it deserves, since we're still only growing at 2%. The slowest growth of any recession since World War II. We ought to be growing at 3.5%, and particularly because he issues so many regulations, wants to increase taxes and increase spending, and all of that is a detriment to entrepreneurship, where most of the new jobs are created. And then I think that he has not taken as seriously the ISIS problems in the war on terror as he should. I think he sees it too much as a law enforcement problem and not a military issue as it really is. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from. Maybe the last thing to say is it comes up a little bit short, his desire to have more cooperative working relationship, when he's taken such liberty that even the courts have said he's exceeded his authority to issue regulations and things of that nature. It just all rings hollow when he asks for and says he wants to cooperate when he's done so many things on a dictatorial basis.
Senator, following up on the State of the Union address, Governor Nikki Haley, right afterwards, drew a lot of criticism for a comment. During anxious times, it can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voices. We must resist that temptation. Do you think that was good advice? And what advice do you have for Iowa voters who are getting ready to caucus?
I think it's good advice from the standpoint that the people she's referring to were originally so very sweeping in their categorization of people that ought to be kept out and why they ought to be kept out. But those people have backed off of that original strong point, and I think they're getting back to a place where the governor of South Carolina and I agree, and those candidates would agree, that we obviously have to be very, very careful not to let terrorists come in under the umbrella of a refugee program. I'm backing legislation that would say we should not do that, until the intelligence community certifies we have a safe vetting process. But I or the candidate she were talking about weren't talking about keeping all refugees out of America. So I think that maybe her statement was a little more sweeping than it could legitimately be. But also, candidates for president ought to be a little more careful how they say things. I'm not saying they ought to change their policy. They just ought to say things in the most diplomatic way they can.
And then my next question here is, in a statement released today, can you describe to us about the wasteful spending in Afghanistan on oil, gas, and mineral projects?
Well, I'll give you just one example. It's just one example. Spending $43 million on a filling station for natural gas cars. And we aren't to the bottom of that yet, but that's a perfect example a fraudulent use of money. And then when you get into the rest of it, what I just mentioned was probably made public even before Christmas, and I'm still investigating that. Now we're making public some other things. It's not only bad that you have the fraudulent expenditure of money, but what's worse is it looks like bureaucrats are trying to cover it up by not giving those me and Congress investigating it answers to our questions. And so it's all very suspicious, but any way you look at it, the taxpayers' money is tremendously wasted, probably fraudulently, and you just can't tolerate it. But once we get to the bottom of it, quite frankly, I doubt if we'll have any chance of getting any of the money back. And so we just keep investigating and investigating, hopefully by exposing to have people stop those habits.
Senator, Congress is about to get legislation lifting the 40-year ban on oil exports. And there's some trade-offs in that. Part of the package is extending but then phasing out wind energy credits. What are your opinions on the broad strokes spelled out in this proposed legislation?
Okay. I support ending the ban because it's going to increase jobs in the United States. By importing or exporting oil and natural gas to Europe, as an example, they're going to be less dependent upon communist Russia for their energy, and I think we'll have a safer world because of it. It'll bring North America and Europe closer together. Then I also support it from a philosophical basis. I wouldn't want people to put restrictions on exporting of our soybeans and corn and other agricultural products. And then also, I think you got to see it as two separate issues. Exporting oil is one thing. Then the limitation on the use of the wind energy tax credit, solar tax credit, which was part of the compromise, with a five-year phase out of the wind energy tax credit. It'll be a mature industry, and the industry itself agrees with that. So the principle is that when you start an infant industry, you need a tax credit, but you don't need it forever, and you shouldn't have it forever until maturity. Then it's done with.
Thank you.
Senator, if you could just share your thoughts on Donald Trump's idea of immigration and his comments about wanting to block all Muslims from entering the United States.
Well, are you talking about the illegal immigration issue, or are you talking about the Syrians?
Actually, all of it.
Okay. Well, I think that building a fence and wall is very essential. I'm not sure how he gets Mexico to pay for it, but if he can get that done, that's okay. But I think that we oversimplify the undocumented immigrant problem by saying building a wall, because only about 50% of the people coming into the country cross the southern border that are here without papers. Other people come here legally through our airports and overstay their visa, then they become undocumented workers or illegal aliens. So we need two other things besides a wall. We need interior enforcement, and we need an exit entry system so that we can tell people coming into the country, yeah, we know they're coming into the country, but then we kind of forget about them. And if they don't leave when they're supposed to leave, then that's the point of the exit system, so that we know when they come, we know when they're supposed to go, and we know whether or not they actually went.
Thank you, Nikki and Jim, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.